Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing it a man. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Back with you, hour number two here on the Big Talker 1700. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. We got a busy hour on tap for you here. We'll kick things off at about 5:15 with UNI head coach Ben Jacobson. Our conversations with Coach Jake, presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Then at 5:35, Wolfgang will be stopping by from HawkeyeNation.com. We'll take a look back at the weekend that was for the Hawkeyes. Talk a little football with him as well here until 6 o'clock. But, well, got a few minutes before Coach Jake is going to join us. And I want to take you inside the world of your boy, TC. So, Jimmy B off today, talked with him for a little bit right at the top of the show. But Friday night, so scoot out of here, get on the air right at 6 o'clock. I'm up in Ankeny Centennial Valley, a doubleheader girls-boys basketball. So, no big deal, get up there, get set up, and call first game, all good. Good game, comes down to the wire, always like that, like games that are close, compelling, fun to listen to. And you can catch our coverage here all season long for high school girls, boys basketball, along with state wrestling, as we'll have you covered for that. But game two starts up. So the second game, same teams obviously involved, Ankeny Centennial hosting West Des Moines Valley. And bad work out of me. I had heard that Valley had got a new player. A kid that I heard was from Australia. It was bad work out of me. I dropped the ball, didn't do my homework. Bad work, right? You got to do that. So the young man's name is Derek Emilifeonwu. Emilifeonwu. Think I'm saying it correctly. I'm sure somebody out there will help me out if I'm butchering it, but I enunciated it. Derek Emilifeonwu. And there's this lady in front of me, directly in front of me. I'm up on the top row broadcasting there. They had a table set up. It's where the video crew is always set up as well. And game gets going, kind of looks back at me. Okay, no big deal. That usually happens. When you're broadcasting in an area with fans, we'll kind of look back. Anybody that listens to my broadcast knows sometimes I get a little excitable. Yeah, I get a little fired up. It's fun. I have fun with it. I love calling the sports here across Central Iowa. We have great teams, great product, game in and game out. It's wonderful theater. Get a little excited. Lady looks back twice, and I figured it was because I was pronouncing Derek Emilifeonwu's name incorrectly, okay? All right, maybe she'll tap me at the quarter and tell me the correct pronunciation. No, that wasn't the case. About halfway through the second quarter, Hunter Strait, outstanding player for Ankeny Centennial, hits a three, next time down the floor, makes a great move, gets into the lane, finishes, just pretty. I mean, quick off the bounce, great play, my voice goes up, it's on the Valley side, and the lady looks back at me and says, "Be quiet." That's right. Be quiet. Now, I've had a lot of things happen over the course of broadcasts. I broadcast, oh boy, I should sit and count it up someday. I guess 400 or 500 games, I guess, over the last 15 years. Called a lot of games. Heard a lot of things. But never before, during a broadcast, have I had somebody say, "Be quiet." Well, I had to explain to her while on the air. Now, if you're listening Friday night, I appreciate it. That no, I cannot be quiet. I'm broadcasting this game on radio. So the game gets over, wrapping up post-game show. Maybe an apology is coming. She didn't move. You know, if I was bothering her that much, she certainly could have found another spot. She looks back in a commercial break and says, "I'm sorry, your voice was just chattering in my ear." I said, okay. And that was that. Moving on. Now, I've heard plenty of things about my voice throughout the years. But chattering in the ear, never got that one before. Folks, if you see me set up at a broadcast for a basketball game or wrestling meet or a football game or soccer or baseball or softball or golf or tiddlywinks and anything in between, I just want you to know I'm not going to be quiet. I am going to broadcast the game. And if my voice is that bad to you, there are plenty of other places to sit. It's a simple message. A simple message from a simple man. With that, let's get back into the sports. And a sports weekend that I was excited for. AFC Championship game, more than I anticipated. It delivered. Exciting game. Compelling. Comeback from Brady. Jacksonville looking the part. Great theater. Now, not so much during the Vikings-Eagles game. You know, there was a moment early on where I really thought the Vikings were going to run away with it. Up 7-0, they get the first down on that third down the second time with the ball. I had the feeling, route is on. Well, you know what happens. Chris Long comes in, hits the arm of Keenum, pick six, we're tied up, and, well, the rest is history. But before that on Saturday, as many of you know, and if you've heard me at all before, I don't try to trick you. I don't try to say that I play it down the middle. Everybody knows that I grew up a Hawkeye fan and the importance of Chris Street. He was a guy that I idolized. And that performance from Iowa basketball, and you can lay it at the feet of a lot of different people. Fran McCaffrey, well, in the end, the buck stops with him. He's the head coach. But in a day where you're celebrating the life of a guy that embodies what Iowa basketball for me is growing up. And we all have these thoughts and these ideas in the past of our childhood, of things we grow up with, and they're tainted. Now, there's times when you speak of Iowa basketball in these great glowing terms. Remember, still a program that hasn't made a Final Four since 1980. Hasn't won a regular season Big Ten title since 1979. You know, the great times weren't all that great compared to a lot of their Big Ten brethren and other teams across the Midwest. But Chris Street was a guy that when I'm thinking about in that rarefied air, he was it. An Iowan living out the dream. A guy that grew up the same way that I did. Watching Hawkeye basketball on TV. We talked with Rick Brown. You know, Rick said, and I read the article from 27 years ago when Chris Street committed to Iowa, that Hawkeye's on the TV. That's what made him want to be a Hawkeye. It's the same for me. And to come out with that kind of performance, Purdue's good. They're really good. But the effort. Where's the effort? All right, you lose a game, fine. You get beat on the road by Rutgers. It happens. But not on that day. Not in that environment. Not with your first banged out crowd of the year. Show up. Compete. Bring something. Those guys didn't. They didn't. They're nice kids. You don't want to denigrate them because it's a group of really nice kids. I covered the game when they played Colorado up in Sioux Falls. It's a group of really nice kids. But you got to show up. You got to give effort. I didn't see that Saturday. That's frustrating. It's frustrating as an Iowan. Frustrating as somebody growing up idolizing Chris Street. It's frustrating doing this job. I'm sick of talking about this terrible basketball team and how it's got this bad. It wears on you. It does. Fans, I know it wears on you too. Can they turn it around? I don't think so. I see no signs. You're hopeful after the Illinois comeback that there was, but they have been down 17 points or more in every Big Ten game. It's not that they're losing. There are stretches where they're not competing. That's not good enough. Point to the coaches all you want. Got to point to the guys wearing the jerseys, too. It's one thing to not be talented enough, getting beat that way. It's another, what's happening there? They're not competing. It's frustrating to see. We'll come back here. We got you and I head coach Ben Jacobson. He'll join me on the other side. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock. More Hawkeye talk with Wolfgang. We'll talk some NFL with him as well. You can also get a hold of me always on Twitter at Trent Connan is the place to go. Love to hear your thoughts. Iowa, Wisconsin tomorrow. Tonight, Iowa State, Texas. Setting up for an interesting week here in the state. I'm trying to sell myself Iowa State. Hey, can they? Will they? I think it's got to start tonight. If we're going to build hope, you got to steal some road games. Maybe it's only one, and then pretty much hold serve at home. But this is one of those ones you put in the winnable category. You're so close against them at home 3 weeks ago. Clones get another shot. We'll talk about that more as we take you to six. Here tonight, Jimmy B and TC, Brinson off today. Trent Connan running solo. We're back with more in a moment.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers, or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
When it's time to install the cabinets and countertops, pros don't have time to wait around for the cabinets and countertops. So the Home Depot ships on-trend Hampton Bay cabinets and countertops with select finishes in as little as 48 hours. And during our winter kitchen and bath event, pros get 10% off bulk orders of 10 or more. Save time, save money. There's no better time. The winter kitchen and bath event for pros, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, valid through March 7th.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
This is Jake Sweezy from 1700 KBGG. In a car crash, unbuckled passengers can become projectiles and increase the risk of hurting or killing others in the car by 40%. Make zero fatalities your goal. Buckle up. Every seat, every time.
Your home for UNI basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's stolen away. McLeod's got it for UNI. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game home and away on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15. Presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Your home for the Panthers, 1700 KBGG.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Home in Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction, where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net. for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. WolfConstruction.net.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
We take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Trent Cotton running solo today. Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Not only do we have our local programming here, we are your home and away voice of UNI football and basketball. And joining us right now, he's the head man on the basketball side of things. It's Ben Jacobson. Coach Jake, what's happening?
Yeah, not much, Trent. How are you?
Things are going pretty well here. Yesterday, though, things went sideways again. Offensively, a few issues cropped up. And, well, two steps forward, another step back after the win against Valpo last week. You get Drake and get that victory against the team in first place in the conference. Did you feel good going into the game yesterday against Southern?
Yeah, we really liked how we played against Valpo and how we played against Drake. That was as well as we had played, in a while for sure in back-to-back games. And in the Valpo game, the guys were great for 37 minutes. In the game against Drake, obviously they got off to a good start, and they have played very good basketball. And getting down, it was 29-13 with just under 7 minutes to go in the half, and so we were in a really tough spot, and our guys were able to find a way to get out of it by halftime. We end up just down three at half, and then back and forth a little bit, and then we went on a good run. So the guys did. Man, we played great in that basketball game. It felt like, and we talked about it, Trent. Felt like we had some good momentum coming out of those two home games, and going into the game at Southern Illinois, but just not able to put together a good enough 40 minutes yesterday.
So you look at that matchup with Southern Illinois. They get the season sweep against you guys. First time in a long time the Salukis have been able to do that. When you look at them, are they a difficult matchup for you guys, or is just frankly two games over the course of 31?
Yeah, there's they start four guards, and they're really active. And they've got some length in the backcourt with Lloyd and with Fletcher, two guys that are really interchangeable at the small forward and power forward spots. And those guys have been tough for us, at both ends at different times in the two basketball games. And then they're not afraid to throw two guys and even three guys in the lane when we throw it inside to Bennett, when we throw it inside to Clint. They're willing to send a second defender, and even, as I said, in some cases, they're willing to throw a third defender down there. So, then you've got to be able to move it out of there and knock down some open shots or get to the next action. And we were able to get enough good looks at the basket, in particular in the first half. In the first half, we ended up turning it over eight times. We were just 4-15 from the three-point line and really had some good looks from the three-point line and had guys, Isaiah Brown, Taiwan, Pickford, Spencer Haldeman, three guys that have really shot the ball well for us, had some good looks at the basket and not able to get going to give us a little bit of just a little bit of momentum to start that game.
So I'm going to guess tough loss to Southern. It feels like you guys are making some inroads. You're making improvements. Southern, they don't play at the fastest pace in the world either. No wholesale changes come in this week, are there? And this deep into conference play, can you really do those kind of things?
Yeah, I think you still can. And I think you're always, you're always looking as you're progressing through the season. And unless you're on a good, unless you're on a really good track and you've got your rotation set and guys are really playing well and you're having a good run through things, then you can just focus on some tweaks that you need to make. But there's some times when your team is struggling a little bit to find the right mix. But I think we did that when we put Austin Fife into the starting lineup 3 games ago, and I think that's a good mix for us now in the starting lineup. And I like, you know, with Bennett Cook, Wyatt Lohaus, Spencer Haldeman, those three guys coming off the bench. So I think we've got, you know, I think we've got what we want from a rotation standpoint, and I think the guys have a good understanding of where they're at and what they need to do for us. So no, we won't make any wholesale changes as we head into Wednesday. We've played pretty good. We weren't overly sharp yesterday, but we had played pretty good. Obviously, the 2 games we talked about at home against Felpo and Drake, but even the 2 before that, you know, we had played better, and offensively we had made some progress. So, we won't make a bunch of changes tomorrow. We're just going to get ready for Illinois State.
So one more looking back, and the win against Drake. Do I have this right? You went the second half until the, under 7 minutes left before you made a sub. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you know, we finished out when we were down 29-13. We finished out the first half with a group of guys that was able to get us back into that game and finish the half on a 13-0 run to get to 29-26. So we started the second half with that same group of guys, which included Haldeman and Bennett Cook, with Ty and Isaiah and Clint Carlson. And we started that group in the second half, and we let those guys go. There was just one quick break for Bennett. Other than that, we stuck with that group.
It was a good run, certainly, and now we'll look forward to this week. Got Illinois State and Loyola on the docket this week. Let's start with the Redbirds, what you've seen out of this squad and a team that, you know, has been up and down, inconsistent, but, you know, Coach Muller, he's always got some talented guys over there.
Yeah, you know, this will be the first time that we've seen them in conference play, and they 2 games ago at home, they really played well against Bradley. And kept answering. You know, Bradley made some good plays and really tested them. And Illinois State was able to answer every time they needed to. And they've got a group of guys that is very capable of doing that. Keyshawn Evans was really good last year as a first year guy. Phil Fain was really good last year. Those guys are back with some experience. Malik Yarbrough is a new guy for them that's just been tremendous. And so they've got a good group, and they've gotten healthier as they've gone along here in conference play. And they bring a lot to the table.
Coach, before we let you run, a big picture question for you. Last week, the conversation about transfers in college sports started to crop up again. There is a potential change in the rules going forward where guys would be eligible to play immediately. For you and your spot at Northern Iowa in the MVC, is this something that would be good for a school like you, or do you think this might lead to some maybe unintended consequences down the line?
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, Trent, there's so much to that discussion. You know, the graduate transfer rule that came in, if it was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when that one went into play, I think it got rolling and maybe got farther down the line than what they were hoping when they put it in, and there was no way to reel that back in. And that's one that I don't like the way that one is set up. I think there's certainly a much better way to accomplish what they're trying to get done with the graduate transfer rule, and that obviously has had a real impact on schools, you know, like ours. We haven't had it happen at our place, but it has had a like I said, a real impact at schools, you know, like ours, with guys leaving with 1 year to go, and now the next one is, as you mentioned, is allowing men's basketball players to transfer, no matter what age they are, and not have to sit a year. And I'm not in favor of that. I just think it opens up, you know, far too many things that are not going to be good for the college game. So. We're going to continue to, regardless of whether that rule passes or not, Trent, we're going to continue to recruit the way we've recruited, and we're going to continue to build our program the way we've built our program with high school players. And obviously, as everybody knows, Iowa high school players have been tremendously important to what we've been doing, and we'll continue to recruit the Iowa high schools and get those guys in our program and work with them and then the states that are around us. You know, so we're not going to change the way we do things. As I said, we'll continue to recruit the guys that we've been recruiting. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to be recruiting young guys that believe in what we're doing and believe in the University of Northern Iowa and continue to build, build our program that way. And you hope that those are going to be things that serve you well in the long run.
Final thing for you, Coach. Coming up Wednesday, that game that we talked about against Illinois State, a free admission opportunity for people out there coming to the game, a donation to the United Way Iowa Foster Care Program up there in Blackhawk County. A great thing, and I'm sure you're hoping for a banged-out building at the McLeod Center.
Yeah, and it is a great thing. And the university has been very involved with the United Way and for a long time. And there's been a concerted, renewed effort, if you will, going back 3-4 years ago, and there's a committee on campus that works very hard with our campus community to get them involved with the United Way campaign on a yearly basis. And this is one more way to do that. So we're hoping that people will take advantage of it for both reasons, to be able to support the United Way here in our local community and then also come out and be at the basketball game Wednesday night.
Looking forward to it, Coach. We'll be watching and listening to your boy Gary Rima here on 1700 with the call on Wednesday. Thanks, as always, for your time, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Trent.
That is Ben Jacobson, the head coach for the UNI Panthers, home and away right here on 1700 KBGG. Quick break. Back with more on the other side. We're talking with Wolfgang as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Valvoline Conventional, just $24.99. Save big with Valvoline Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the kid's smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kitamix technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
And welcome back. We're with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Time to talk with our buddy Wolfgang as he joins us here on the program today. Wolfgang, what's happening?
I hear you sneezing, man. It sounds like you're allergic like I was allergic to defense and winning.
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit here. Don't know what's going on. And something's overcome me. Yeah, it could be that bad defensive effort. Wolfgang, the Hawkeyes on Saturday against Purdue, it was just so disappointing. You know the old thing when your parents finally would be fed up with you and they say, not even mad anymore, I'm just disappointed. That was my thought on Saturday.
Enough about yesterday, go on.
No, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about this, and this is what we bring you on for, Wolfgang, is to talk about this basketball team and talk about this program, and it's hit a spot where it's disappointing. Okay, you lose. This team isn't very good this year. We've talked about the myriad of reasons that are out there for it. But that effort on that day, honoring Chris Street, to come out in that fashion, hugely disappointing.
It was, Trent. It was like, I'd say I was crying. I wasn't crying. It felt bad. I told you a number of times before that I'm very annoying to watch games with. Actually, Tiff was the annoying one this game. But I'm sitting there watching this and listening to Dockett. They start off the show or the game by talking about Iowa's student section. So we got off to a really poor start, and he's basically mocking our student section, saying, wow, they must have gotten here later, didn't get up early enough to come here. On Chris Street night, can you show up early, please, Trent? Mm-hmm. For if there's one game, can you please show up? And the crowd sucked. Were they there? Yeah. They were. They were sitting in their seats. Great. It's good to see a full arena for once in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. But I'm sitting there watching it, and nobody's clapping. Nobody's yelling. It's pathetic. It doesn't make me want to watch games. I don't know about you. It doesn't make me want to drive to Iowa City, 2 hours there, 2 hours back, deal with traffic. I don't want to do that. That's not my kind of party anymore. I don't know about you. But they're sitting there making fun of our student section. Then they go on throughout the game. They're flat-out mocking us, Trent. And I know that's Dan Dockett's deal. I think I like him. I don't know. I like him and I hate him. I don't know if I like him or hate him. I'm not sure. I sit here and listen to him because I'm sure they kept talking about Trae Young. Did you hear this? It was the entire game talking about Trae Young. And I'm sure he heard on Twitter, or everybody was making fun of him, because he was talking more about Trae Young than he was Purdue or Iowa combined. So what did he continue to do? Talk about Trae Young. I love it. The trolling him is strong.
Oh, yeah. He's at the top of the list in terms of trollers. There's no doubt.
Do you like his breakdown of games? Because I actually do. I know when he's full of crap and when he's not. It's kind of the same thing with Bill Walton. I mean, if you listen to Bill Walton enough, you know when he's joking or when he's not, or when he's full of it, or he's just making a point to try to prove you wrong. So I can kind of get both these guys. If you listen to him enough, you know what to take seriously, and you know what not to. Mm-hmm. But he was openly mocking the Iowa basketball program and the Iowa basketball team on the court, to the point where the Iowa fans were actually agreeing with him, Trent, saying, boy, this is bad. If I'm agreeing with Dan Dockich and he's openly mocking our team, that's a bad thing, man. We were being openly mocked, Trent, on defense. How many times down court was he talking about how nobody's talking? Simple stuff, like not blocking out on a free throw. Simple, incredibly simple stuff that you don't have to have played NBA ball, CBA ball, whatever, college, high school. You could have played sixth grade and no, you block out the free throw shooter. You know, other things, just simple stuff, and he's mocking us, Trent. He's like, look, nobody's talking to anybody. Nobody's talking to anybody on defense. Oh, look, he said a word. Mocking us, Trent, and the Hawkeye fans actually liked it. They loved it, actually. I was following people on Twitter. They were like, you know what? Thanks, Dockich. I appreciate somebody pointing that out. Did you notice that, Trent? Were we being mocked, or was it just me?
It might have been just you. I don't know. I personally, Dockich is fine. At times, I don't like him calling Iowa games. He annoys me when he's calling Iowa games, but I was out to lunch with the family, so I was only watching. I was not listening. So,
oh, gotcha. Oh, geez, man. You might want to go back and listen to that. You might have like a whole
No, I'm good.
On.
I'm good. I never, ever, ever want to watch that basketball game again. I was so disappointed. I was so upset. I mean, on a day like that, it pissed me off. It did. It really did. It upset me. I said at the top, just disappointed. No, I was mad. I was upset. That ticked me off. On a day like that, to have that kind of performance, it was embarrassing. It was utterly embarrassing. I'm not in the Fire Fran camp, you know that. But
okay, that's good to hear. I want you to hear that, because people that know their stuff that are fans, I mean, you type of people need to come out and say that now. Because Trent, okay, I know. I don't know how much you get on Twitter or message boards or just talk to people around town or at sports bars. Let me tell you, man, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people right now that want him gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just his record. It's not just his success. It's a little bit of both combined with his attitude, his personality, blah, 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 yelling at the scorekeepers. But I'm sitting there watching this game with Tiff, and I know you don't want to go back and watch it, but I think you need to. I know you won't, and that's fine. But if you had heard them mocking Iowa and their play and their lack of defense, their lack of speaking to one another on defense and figuring out what's going on and what's not going on, listening to the crowd. You say you listen to no volume. This, you would be even more mad right now, Trent. You think you're mad now had you heard the crowd and how bad it was. If you heard what Dockich was saying and how we were being mocked as a program, I know you don't want to go back and watch this, but I'm telling you, you think you're mad now. You just watch a little bit of this. You can watch it in, what, an hour if you go through fast forward quick and listen to some of this stuff. You will be just on fire, and your show will go so fast and so easy, even more than it is right now, and you're mad not to even have listening to that.
Yeah, right? I don't need to listen to Dockich to form my opinion. I thought.
I know.
And it had nothing to do with the crowd. Who cares? I don't care. Play in front of nobody. Show some effort. Show some heart. Show some tenacity. All those things are gone. And how this team has got to this place, how this Iowa basketball team just doesn't care. Because that's what it looks like. And that's not Iowa basketball. That's not what I grew up with. Were there frustrating times? Absolutely. From the beginning of my memory bank to the end of the George Raveling era, and, you know, well, talented team, but they can't run an offense. I remember hearing that as a six-year-old, and into Dr. Tom, oh, look, a flat 2-3s, shooting threes over top of it. That zone doesn't generate any pressure. And all these different things that we've heard for years. You get frustrated.
Okay, that's me. You must have been listening to me as a kid.
But You knew they weren't going to give up. You know they weren't going to not care. This team doesn't care. They don't care. That sucks. Man. That sucks. And I don't know if it's the coaching staff. I don't know if it's this group of kids. I don't know what it is. But this is not Iowa basketball. This is not the Iowa basketball that I grew up with. Iowa basketball, it's not some great thing. We're not talking about Kentucky. We're not talking about Duke. We're talking about a middling program with pockets of success throughout the past 30-plus years of my memory. But not like this. Not like this. Even the bad teams. I remember James Winters playing his senior year, and they were, frankly, they were a bad team. But James Winters was out there every single game, a 6'5" center, and he was busting his ass. And there's not a kid on the floor that could hold James Winters' jockstrap right now. There's a bunch of kids that are out there going through the motions. Oh, look, another layup. Oh, here we go again. Let's give up 14 three-pointers and a half and 20 for a game. Oh, who cares? Who's stepping up here? It can't just be all on the coach's staff. You do have to put a little bit on the kids. There's a time if you're a competitor.
No, Wolfgang.
It's easy to blame the coaches, but you played sports. There's a time where you just have to step up. You have to do something. You have to make a change. And I'm not seeing that out of anybody playing. There isn't anybody that seems to care. They're just letting it go, going through here. Where's the toughness? Where's the fortitude? There's none there. That goes back to the players. It's easy to blame the coaches, and that's what everybody wants to do. How about we put a little bit on the kids? This is the same team that throttled Ohio State without Peter Jack, the same team that went out to Rutgers and won by 20 a year ago, and now they're getting beat on the other side of things. Where are those group of kids? What happened in a year that made this completely this way?
And I do like your opinion, Trent. I do. I like the fact that you're going that route. I kind of thought you probably would go that route. I didn't think you would be calling for firings like you've been hearing and everything like that. I kind of expected that. But you are going hardcore here, Trent. You're saying the kids don't care. That comes down to the coaching. Why? You can sit there and blame it all on the kids and all on the guys. They're not kids. They're all on the guys, okay? But who recruited those guys? It's Fran that recruited those guys that you are just now telling me look like they don't care and have no passion for the game, Trent. He brought those guys in. He was the one that constructed this roster that we roll our eyes at, Trent. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying. At some point, we all have to look at the guys. The guys in the mirror, you know, I said, what, 2 weeks ago? These guys, Fran needs to hand out mirrors and go, look in the mirror, okay? And I was tweeting during the game, please do not give up during this game.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Street, who I can remember where I was when he passed away, and you want to talk about a feeling in your stomach like you want to throw up. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling when you are so nervous or so anxious or so feel so bad for somebody. That was that moment. I can still remember doing my homework at the kitchen table when Chris Street passed away. I tweeted out, please do not give up now, Hawkeyes. This is not the time on Chris Street Day. This is not the time to get booed off the court. This is a time to figure out, yeah, life sucks right now. Life is not good because our roster construction stinks. That doesn't mean we can't give 110%. I don't believe in 110%. That doesn't mean we can't give 100%. Just give it all, and that crowd was ready to cheer for you. You heard them when they saw it. Well, you didn't hear it because you didn't listen. But the crowd was at points in the second half cheering when they saw Luka Garza. And that dude cares, man. That dude, and it's not just because his shot was going in. Did you see the fire in his eyes? I know a lot of people don't believe in that. I saw it, and they were talking about it, which you didn't hear. So this is some of the stuff that was fun to listen to for one time. A lot of times I would say, yeah, you don't need to listen to this. It was fun because the crowd was, okay, this is the effort we need to see. So they'd start cheering. Luka Garza yelling at other guys. It wasn't yelling at, like, you were wrong. You're not. You know, it wasn't any of that. It was Luka Garza gave a damn. He probably knew, yes, that they were going to lose when you're down 30. He didn't care. He's like, we need to give it all right now. We need to hustle our bleeps off. And that's what he did. And the crowd was giving him props for that. I love that kid for what he did in that second half. And it's not just made shots, Trent, with me.
Yeah, yeah. He played well. He played hard, more importantly. So with that being said, you got one. You got one you feel good about. What else needs to be done with this roster? Because the roster we see next season needs to look a whole lot different. It can't just be Joe Weiskamp and C.J. Frederick coming in, and that's it. That's not good enough. That's not going to be good enough to get this turned around. You need to see scholarships open. That means guys leave. That means probably some talented guys are going to have to find a different spot, be that Cordell Pemsel, Ryan Kreener, Ellingson's on his way out. We know that. Ahmad Wagner. Wherever it comes from, you have to see a change in the roster and an ability to bring in a grad transfer to do something, because you know what? This team not only needs help bringing in a point guard, needs help, I think more importantly, though, somebody that can lead this team, somebody that can step up, somebody that will call whoever gives up an open layup, whoever it is. They need that guy. And it might ruffle a few feathers, and it might upset a few people and hurt some feelings. You know what? With this group, it's probably a good thing. Having somebody that's going to come in and do that, that is a good thing. That's what this team needs. Somebody to shake it up, because I see, outside of Luka Garza, a bunch of nice kids. Bunch of, and some talented kids, too. But too much niceness out there.
And there is. And I would agree with that. I love the leadership angle you're going with there. We've had the Dev Marbles, right? Mm-hmm. We've had the Aaron White, those guys like that. We need to have guys that are going to lead this team. Who is the leader on this team? I wouldn't even have any idea even who to say who is the leader. After watching the second half, I would say there is one guy that we need to have lead the team, Luka Garza.
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous. As a true freshman from D.C. coming in, and he's going to have to lead the Iowa team to go forward, who else is it going to be? Cook? I don't know that I see that in him. Maybe I do. Maybe he can end up being that. But right now, I'm not really sure who is the leader on this team. And if you don't know that, the answer to that question, that's a problem. Maybe we can say there's a couple guys that have the potential to do it. But if you're sitting there watching that game yesterday, who's the leader? Who's the guy that you saw when everything was going crappy and we had no shot at a win? Who was the one guy playing hard and doing it and yelling and trying to get everybody else into it? That was Luka Garza. Maybe he's got the potential to be that guy next year. Could he continue to get better? Because that second half was great. Can he take that next step next year? I like the leaders to be guards, Trent. I don't know about you. To me, it has to be a guard. And right now, I just don't know that it's there.
It's there. With that, let's change courses here, Wolfgang. We're not going to build Rome a day and fix this Iowa basketball program. They play Wisconsin tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And a Wisconsin team that's also struggling with some of the reasons we've talked about as well with Iowa. They don't have much upper in terms of upperclassmen, and you see what happens. But that's a conversation for another day. NFL, Wolfgang, you were all of a sudden on the Vikings bandwagon, right, and fell off?
Yeah, my face is busted up. I had stitches, broke a couple arms, and got run over by the car behind me in the bandwagon. That was sad. If you're a Vikings fan, and obviously you were way more invested than I was kind of invested because I wanted to be right, because I picked Minnesota to make the Super Bowl, and so I'm kind of mad right now, along with New England. I guess New England gets it. New England v. Philly. Two of maybe the worst, probably the two worst cities in terms of if you go to that city and you want to talk to people, biggest jerks ever. You been to those cities, Trent?
No. I've been in a layover in Philadelphia, and on the other side, no, I've never been to Boston, so no.
No, I can't root for either. Yeah, but the Vikings, as far as the Vikings are concerned, you can't let a quote-unquote miracle go like that. You can't do that. You have to win that game, and it's so sad because I think Minnesota is really good, and I don't know who they lose for next year or who they'll gain or whatever, but it was there, man. It was like it could have been a fairy tale ending to that season, Trent, with the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, and now they have no, they're not going. We were talking about doing a roadie, man. I think we could have had so much fun. It would have been unbelievable. Just unbelievable. But Minnesota probably overachieved with the running back out, obviously Bradford out. The fact that they made it as far as they did is quite unbelievable. So they probably, I'm guessing, are going to do quite possibly the same next year. If you look at Brady and the Patriots, same old, same old. People are not only talking about Brady, is he the best quarterback ever? If he gets six, is he the best football player ever? I heard people talking, Trent, is he the best athlete ever? putting him in the Michael Jordan territory. Putting him Wayne Gretzky. I'm not a hockey guy. Maybe you are. I wouldn't have anything to say about that. Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, those guys. I just don't believe he's that great to be put in that category. Maybe he is, but if you look at his five Super Bowl strengths, look at the five. Three of them, and I'm not going to use the word luck, okay? I'm not sure if I believe in that. What word you want to use, fine. You'll have to, you can use your thesaurus and help me out with a word there. But I don't know that luck is the right word. Is it fortunate? Is it blessed? Is it, maybe it is lucky. But if you look at what he did his first Super Bowl, the Tuck game, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Vinatieri or whatever the heck his name was?
Yeah.
Making two field goals. Two field goals in the snow and wind and crazy where you couldn't even see the field. We all learned about the Tuck rule. I didn't know what it was then. I barely know what it is now. Because if you look at him, he goes back to pass. Yes, his arm's going forward, but it's way down. It wasn't even going to be anywhere near a completion to anybody. And it's like, we're all watching this. And I replayed that on YouTube. And the announcers are like, oh, why are we even replaying this, Trent? They were literally saying that. Why is this even being replayed? They were like, well, this is a waste of time. So that's, okay, lucky, fortunate, blessed, whatever you want to say. Then you go to, what's the other one? Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Seattle throws an interception on the one-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
When they could have given it to their beast of a running back, right?
Yes.
Instead, they decide to throw an interception. Boom. Brady wins another Super Bowl. There's two. And by the way, Brady wasn't the stud in that first Super Bowl they won. That wasn't Tom Brady then, remember?
No, he threw for 145 yards or something.
Thank you. That wasn't the Tom Brady we know now, Trent.
Right.
That wasn't the guy. Then you look at last year. The fact that they came back, was it 28-3? I don't remember. Something close to that. Anyway.
It was 28-3. Yep.
Okay. 28-3. Patriots are down. Tom Brady is down. There is no way in God's green earth that they should have won that. If they had a coach with a brain, that was pathetic. I had no dog in that fight, Trent, and that's why I will never come on here and be ashamed of bashing coaches, because that was pathetic. I don't know what the percentage chance was, you know, how ESPN has that percentage chance at winning the game at a certain time. I don't know how they do it, how they calculate it, garbage in, garbage out, don't know. But they had virtually a 0% chance of winning it when they did it when they were down 28-3. What did they do? They came back and won it because the coaching staff for the Falcons was so stupid, and their time management was so stupid, and their play calling was so stupid that Tom Brady was allowed to come back and win that when there is no way he should have. That's three Super Bowls, and I'm just going to go ahead and use the word lucky because that's what you guys can... I don't like the word. Let's just say lucky, though. That's three of his five Super Bowls that are hardcore lucky. Hardcore.
You go on the other side, though, the two losses. You'd probably say we're lucky for the other team, right? In the Giants' victories over them? If you're going to throw out that lucky tag?
I don't think to that degree.
The Tyree catch helped ball stuck to his helmet?
That was pretty...
That was the luckiest of all.
Yes, and my young child, I screamed so loud, I scared my young child, and yes, oh my God, that was crazy to the point where, have you ever had a kid that would cry so hard that nothing came out?
Yes, yes.
That's how bad I scared my kid when I yelled, because I don't normally get loud or anything like that. I try not to, and I did, and I got, what? Because I couldn't believe it. You're right. That was unbelievable what we saw there. I heard silent crying. When that happens to a kid, you feel bad. Oh, boy. I was not happy with myself there.
You do. Well, Wolfgang, we will have a Super Bowl in a couple weeks to talk about. A lot before then to get into. Thanks for your time today. We'll do it again soon.
All right, thanks, Trent. See you, man.
All right, that's Wolfgang checking in here on the program today. With that, we are out of time. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening. As always, good talking with you and talking a little everything today. Super Bowl is set. Cyclones coming up here in just a few minutes. I like the points tonight, and I'm still hopeful. I'm still holding out hope. This team, can you scratch to 7-11? Find seven wins. Beat Tennessee in the SEC Challenge. Get us there. That happens. Hey, we'll have something to cheer for when we get down to Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament. I'm hopeful. We'll see if it's Dash tonight. Thanks to everybody listening again. We'll be back tomorrow starting at noon. It's myself and Ken Miller from noon until 2, and then Jimmy B and TC from 4 until 6 o'clock. Real sports talk for real sports fans, 1700.